Good morning. I'm Carol Fry, and this morning I'll be talking about X-Men Origins, Wolverine. Everybody knows that successful films spawn sequels, right? It's always been that way, but what do you do when you hit a dead end on sequels? That's what happened with the last film of the X-Men franchise when they killed off Professor Xavier, the Patrick Stewart character. No problem. How about a prequel? So that's what we have with the fourth film from this profitable franchise, X-Men Origins Wolverine. And hunky Hugh Jackman is back playing Wolverine. He looks like he spent the time since the 2006 X-Men The Last Stand lifting weights 12 hours a day, and he shows off the results by having a shirt off for half the film and a skin-tight muscle shirt the rest of the time. So Jackman is eye candy for the ladies. As the title suggests, this version tells us how Wolverine became Wolverine. Actually, I thought the first few minutes of the film, with his past shown over the credits, was the best part, and everything went downhill after that. Those who have seen the first three films of the franchise will remember they focus on a sort of school for mutants, each of whom has a special gift or curse, depending on how you see it, and how society uses and abuses them. In the series, Wolverine, the Jackman character, is a mutant whose gift is to sprout long knives from his fists, and who has great physical strength and semi-immunity to injury. So, in Origins, before he becomes Wolverine, he is Logan, and we see his boyhood in the mid-19th century when his talons first sprout at about 12 years old and he kills his father, apparently by mistake, though the incident's sort of obscure. He and his older brother Victor run away from the scene, and then we see a montage of their exploits. They never get older after they've grown up, so we see them killing ruthlessly in the American Civil War and World Wars I and II. Then they're recruited during the Vietnam War to be part of a group of other mutants led by a non-mutant, Major William Stryker, to kill the Kong and North Vietnamese. Logan gets sick of all the killing, but Victor, a sort of older brother version of the evil twin, has grown to like it. Logan leaves the group with threats from Victor and Stryker that he can't walk away from his duty. We next see Logan in Canada working as a lumberjack and living with pretty Kayla. To no one's surprise, Stryker finds Logan, who refuses to be a killer any longer. When brother Victor finds him too, an hour and a half of chase and flight and lots of rear screen explosions and a conventional revenge plot results. Logan allows himself to be transformed with material from a meteor, no less, if that sounds a little bit familiar from recent films, that makes him invulnerable to harm. After his transformation, for reasons that are not clear to me, he takes the name Wolverine. There's about 45 minutes of a more or less interesting film here, but it dissolves into cliché. There's the conventional revenge plot, which can often be done well, but is lame here. There's the evil army officer character, who, along with the CIA and NSA officials, we see over and over again as villains. There are extended chase scenes, and I'm really tired of seeing characters fleeing from bad guys who fire thousands of rounds at them and can't hit them. There's a sequence here with Wolverine on a motorcycle with a dozen or so of Stryker's men chasing him. They shoot at him with everything from Glocks to Gatling guns. Well, maybe Wolverine is imperious to bullets, but his ride sure isn't. And the film substitutes special effects for drama with a long fight between Wolverine, Victor, and an improved version of a mutant made from the process that created Wolverine. I thought it was just tedious. But most damaging is the lack of much drama of any kind, such as the first three films had, in their portrayal of how society treats those who are different. On the other hand, if you really like special effects violence, you'll get it in spades in X-Men Origins. And I'll give the CGI guys credit for flawless work. So if you like this film, don't worry. There's plenty of room for a sequel to the prequel that could be done in the time period leading to the first film. We learn at the end of Origins how the X-Men school was started, and Wolverine walks away. Remember, he lost his memory in the first film. So we'll probably soon see his adventures leading up to joining the band of mutants at the school. I'll give Origins 2.5 stars out of 5, but I do wish the producers had spent more money on the script and less on the special effects.